Mitch Evans Experience back with you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's just go right out to Louisville, Kentucky, where Ryan Lavner, staff writer for GolfChannel.com, joins us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. How's it going, Ryan?
Hey, Mitch, how are you?
I'm doing good. So many storylines coming into this tournament, the last major of this season. And, you know, with everything that's going around with Rory McIlroy and even Sergio Garcia, yet here's Tiger Woods stealing the headlines yet again. And whether or not he was going to be able to play, I think in a way it's a bit of a miracle. Do you think Tiger is kind of pressing this a little bit just because it's a major, he's got to try and get in there?
No, I mean, I think anyone who watched the coverage on Sunday afternoon saw Tiger in excruciating pain, thought there was no way he's playing the PGA Championship. His season's done. We'll see in 2015. I know I was definitely one of those guys, but he said it was just a bone that popped out of place. I'm not a doctor. I don't pretend to play one on the internet either. And he just said his physio popped it back into place, and here he is. I watched him for a couple holes today during his practice round. He was swinging it well, seemed to be walking fine, didn't really have any issues. He's not even taking painkillers. So it's just, you know, just one of those things where it's taking anti-inflams and hopefully the pain threshold doesn't really creep up on him. But I think the fact that he had 8 months between the PGA and the Masters, that's a long time to not be playing in a major championship. I think he wanted to give it one more shot. I don't have high hopes because, look,
he has not
played well at all this season, hasn't played well in his three starts since back surgery. I think it's going to be a struggle just to make the cut this week.
Well, it's consistency, I think, more than anything. You know, you have a good first round, and then you progressively get worse from there. That's been the story in both the major as far as at the British Open. And, you know, how can you expect anything from Tiger at this point? I mean, even though he's playing, it's almost like a look forward to next year. Can you see the possibility, however slim it might be, that Tom Watson does select him, to play for the Cup in a couple of weeks?
Boy, I mean, I think Tiger would really have to play well this week, and even that is a bit of a long shot. But look, if you are looking for a little bit of a silver lining here, Valhalla is wide open. You can really bash it anywhere. You know, the driver is no longer a strength of Tiger's game, but if he can hone it in for 4 days, there's room off the tee if he is going to miss it. So he can attack it a little bit. Let's say he finishes 10th somehow, or maybe even finishes inside the top 10 and has a great week. I think Tom Watson would put him on that team, because if you look at the American side right now, it's not that strong. Europe is an overwhelming favorite.
Yeah.
Heading into the Ryder Cup now with Dustin Johnson out because of his self-imposed lead. The U.S. needs a little bit of a spark. I think if Tiger shows any sign of game, because he's not going to make the FedEx Cup playoffs, if he shows anything this week, anything at all that can be construed as optimistic, Tom Watson will put him on that team, overlook the fact that he's going to be sitting out for a month and a half just because he needs the spark.
Ryan Lavner of GolfChannel.com with us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Here on 92.9 The Game, as we talk about the PGA Championship, which will tee off on Thursday morning in Louisville. Rory McIlroy, obviously, the story, even with Tiger playing in this tournament, the possibility that he could make it three wins in a row. Number one golfer in the world now, and it certainly seems like everything's perfect. What's it going to take for someone to beat him? Obviously, Rory is going to have to come back to the pack a little bit.
Yeah, we've seen Rory go on these stretches before. When he blew the Masters in 2011, he came right back at the U.S. Open and won by 8. 2012, he won the PGA by 8 shots, and then he ripped off 2 more FedEx Cup titles and won the European Money title. So he gets on these runs, and right now, no one is even coming close to the level of golf that he's playing right now. His driving is really the thing that's separating him. He hits it 330 in straight, which sounds really good to just about everyone. He's just putting himself in positions that other golfers, perhaps besides Bubba Watson, are just not familiar with. So, yeah, if he gets off to a little bit of a slow start, or if the conditions maybe don't prove favorable for him, that's the kind of break that the field's going to need. Because if he's on his game and he gets the better side of the draw and the conditions are a little bit calm and the greens in the fairway is a little bit soft, which they have been for the first 3 days here, it could be another Rorschach record of victory, and it would be three in a row. First time anyone's won three in a row since 2008, it would be an incredible feat.
No, you talked about Valhalla and how it's wide open, and certainly Rory, the way he's been driving it, doesn't need it to be wide open. And then the way he's been putting it, I mean, is there a way to even say that? What has he done better, putt it or drive it? Is there any way to really discern which one has been better in his game?
I think putting is because of his driving, because when he's hitting at 330 and just a few inches off of the center line, he's coming in there with a short iron, he's coming out there with a wedge, and he's stuffing it to 10 feet. And when he gets keyed in with a couple of his swing thoughts and his putting stroke and his work with Dave Stockton, he's going to make a lot of those putts. We saw it at the Open Championship where he was really hitting it pretty close all day long. It's not like he was making a bunch of bombs. He was making 10 to 15 footers all day long, pouring right in the middle. So I think his entire game is predicated off his driving. If he's driving it well, that feeds into his mid-iron and his short-iron game because he feels confident with that. Leads to his wedge game, leads to his putting. It all just works in a pretty nice symmetry there.
We've heard Jack Nicklaus talking about Tiger Woods and his quest to try and pass the Golden Bear's all-time mark of 18 majors. And now Jack Nicklaus, when he was on Wednesday on the Mike and Mike show on ESPN Radio, he talked about Rory, and quoting Jack here, he's got the opportunity to win 15 or 20 majors, whatever he wants to do if he wants to keep playing, but you just don't know what the guy's priorities are going to be in life 10 years from now. And it's interesting that he said that, because here's Rory coming off of a broken-up engagement where who knows where he might have been going, but it seems like since that time, everything's turned around and changed. He's had laser-like focus on the course, and is Jack Nicklaus in any way maybe jinxing Rory McIlroy by evoking that 15 to 20 majors?
I don't know about that, but I think Jack does have a point here where golf, and really elite golf, requires a single-mindedness and a doggedness in one's pursuit of maximizing the talent when you have it in that window. I mean, who would have thought that Tiger Woods at age 32 with 14 majors would be stuck there for the next 6 years. Mm-hmm. But, you know, life intervenes, got married, had kids, obviously went through the messy divorce and the scandal and the injuries and all that. But who could have predicted at age 32 in the prime of his career that he wasn't going to win more than 14? Rory's now 25, already four major championships under his belt. But golf is getting harder to win. Each week is it's just there's a bunch more talented guys who are bigger, stronger, faster, who can hit it longer, who can make more putts. It's just a different landscape than Tiger when he was dominating 8 to 10 years ago. I'd be shocked if Rory got anywhere near 15 majors. But, you know, Jack has made these kind of statements before. He still says that Tiger's going to break his record. Jack can't come out and say, oh, I think Rory's only going to win seven majors. That would look as that he's kind of dogging him and criticizing him. I think he's prone to make these kind of statements. I think Rory will end up somewhere around 10, but as it always does, life kind of intervenes when you get at a certain age. A
few more minutes with Ryan Lavner of GolfChannel.com. He's with us here on The Experience on 92.9 The Game. Jason Duffner, the defending PGA champ, he's been dealing with neck issues for a while, hasn't been able to practice this week at Valhalla. Certainly his chances don't look good, but he's talked about trying to make sure that he keeps his place on the U.S. Ryder Cup team. That's his motivation. How good of a shot do you think he has at doing that?
Well, right now, I don't have the standings right in front of me. I think he's somewhere around 7th or 8th, but with double points this week with the PGA Championship and such a huge purse, I mean, $1.8 million is going to the winner, $1.2 to second place. There's going to be a lot of volatility this week, and I think that's what the PGA of America wants. They don't want a guy who's well down the list to win the PGA Championship and then not be able to make the Ryder Cup team on automatic points. So there's going to be a lot of volatility from those guys who are maybe 7 through 12 on that list. But this is a serious condition with two bulging discs in his neck, something he's been battling since the Masters, and quite frankly, he hasn't played well, and now we really have an explanation for why that is. And it's a serious issue. It's something that's going to cause him numbness in his left arm down the road. He can't really practice. You can't really fix it. You know, you can't go in there and do a surgical procedure. So I'm not overly optimistic Obviously, Duffner would like to put up something like a 10th or a 15th place finish just to seal his spot. That way he can kind of rest for the FedEx Cup playoffs and get ready for Glen Eagles. But it's going to be a chore to do that.
All right, let's go through some names real quick. First of all, I would say the usual suspects, as it has seemed in trying to challenge in these majors, certainly against Rory McIlroy. Sergio Garcia, who has finished second in three of the last four tournaments, still looking for his first ever major in 46 starts. Hasn't really fared well at the PGA as of late. What are the possibilities that he could break out finally here?
I love Sergio. I love the way he's playing. Three consecutive runner-up finishes. He's talked in the past, and he actually talked last week again, about how he does not like Valhalla. But I think he's playing so well right now. His life seems to be really in a good place. When Sergio is happy, he plays well. And right now, he's really happy and playing well. I definitely see him being a factor this week.
What about Ricky Fowler, who has certainly been in the mix when you talk about the majors in the final group at both the U.S. Open and the British Open on the final day?
Yeah, you're not kidding. His pedigree is off the charts. His record this season, top five in all three major championships. No other player has done that. There's no reason to suggest why he wouldn't do that. He's coming off another decent week at the Bridgestone, finished somewhere inside the top 15. He's just on a really nice run for the past 5 or 6 weeks. This is the kind of golf course where if he can make some putts, he can definitely go low, and I can definitely see him challenging for his first major.
Adam Scott, he stumbled at the Bridgestone, got leapfrogged by Rory. Scott now second behind Rory in the world rankings, and he's fared well as of late at the PGA. This a chance for him to win another major?
Yeah, it's funny because when Adam Scott became world number one at the Colonial, everyone thought he was going to be there for a while, and he's played well since then. He has four consecutive top 10 finishes, and it still wasn't enough to keep his number one ranking. That just shows you how good Rory has played over the past couple months. But I think Rory is the number one favorite this week. You've got to put Adam Scott at 1B. I mean, these two guys, you can flip-flop them on your power rankings. Those are the two favorites of this championship.
I'll let you go with this, Ryan. Bubba Watson, of course, he raised some eyebrows yesterday with what was going on. They had the unofficial long drive contest I was reading about at the 10th. And certainly he's one of the longest hitters on the tour. Everyone kind of loved this. They thought it was pretty cool. And he was the one who didn't want to take any part in it and actually brought out a 3-iron on the 10th, even though he said he's obviously going to use his big club there. What's going on with Bubba Watson?
It was such a strange way for him to take a stance on this because one, he's one of the longest drivers on tour. Long driving is synonymous with Bubba Watson, and he just kind of came across as a guy who didn't want to lose. He didn't want to send one out there 3:30 and then see someone beat him, because it kind of diminishes somehow his great ball driving potential. But it was so weird. It was, money's going to charity.
Mm-hmm.
And Bubba's always talking about how he's so religious, and he really enjoys giving back to the community and stuff like that. It was so weird, but with Bubba, he's made these kind of comments before that raise eyebrows, and it's just kind of so curious that you just kind of pass it off. And I think the criticism he's receiving is certainly warranted. I don't think it's going to affect him at all. He's going to make similar comments like that in the future and kind of ruffle some feathers, because that's what he does.
Well, we got some great threesomes on opening day. Tiger and Phil and Patty Harrington at 8:35, and then Bubba, Rory, Martin Keimer, the winners of the major tournaments this year at 145, and then three PGA champs together at 155, Duffner, Yang, and Keegan Bradley. So it's lining up to be a great final major of the year, but your pick's got to be Rory, right?
I think it's Rory, and if it's not Rory, it wouldn't surprise me at all if it's Adam Scott. Those two have really just distinguished themselves as the cream of the crop this year on the PGA Tour. We're hoping the weather holds off, but we'll have to see.
Ryan, I appreciate you taking the time, man. Enjoy everything out there over the next 4 days.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.